Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
One of the early acts by the President Joe Biden administration was to place a moratorium on oil and natural gas leasing activities in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. According to the White House's document on the president's day one executive actions, in March, House Joint Resolution 12 was passed here in Alaska, which urges the federal government to remove its temporary hold on development in Anwar. And Congressman Don Young spoke on KSRM's Sound Off.
Anwar was created with a stipulation that 1002 areas could be open if the Congress said so. And everybody knew the value of that 1002 area. Now, the refuge is, I think, 17 million acres. Including 90,000 acres of Kaktovik, owned by the natives of Kaktovik, and they have been precluded from doing that. And what we're trying to do, bypasses this law, is to have it put up for sale as it was this year. There was minor interest because the companies are worried about lawsuits and the administration. And, of course, President Biden has got this idea about climate change. We're going to solve it by not burning carbon or developing any carbon availability. He, by directive, have stopped the lease operations and actually put it off limits. But it will take an act of Congress to undo what we did.
The congressman notes that it will be difficult, but points out the fact that oil is and will continue to be in demand. He says that HJR 12, urging the Alaska congressional delegation to work to repeal part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 to honor the Alaska Statehood Act, is just simply a resolution.
I love their resolutions, but they're just resolutions. And the president is not going to listen to the state legislative body, in all due respects. And we're already doing what they asked us to do. It's just a matter of, you know, how this turns out. And I've been in this business long enough to know that there is no final. We'll continue to work on this project until it's finally done. I may be long gone, but it will be done. And we'll see what happens in the short period of time. But the long period, I'll guarantee it will be done. And some will be reading the books back in the history about how this happened. We'll see what happens.
And that resolution states that part of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act would adversely affect oil and gas development in the refuge. The state Senate recently moved to add an extra step of accountability for accredited education programs in the state. According to a report from Alaska's news source, the Senate unanimously passed Senate Bill 36 this week, which would require the UA Board of Regents to update the state legislature on accredited programs around Alaska once every other year. Education students at the University of Alaska Anchorage can still receive their degrees from the state, but those are through accredited programs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and Southeast. The Board of Regents ended UAA's program in 2019 after failing to maintain necessary accreditation standards. Paul Layer, vice president with the University of Alaska system, says that they expect it won't happen again. He admitted the system didn't properly monitor the education program at UAA at the time, but things have improved since then.
We have been providing reports to the board and providing that detail. So we do have that legwork already done for the most part, and we will be able to provide to the board what they are, to the legislature, what they are looking for.
Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Supporters of the bill say it's not a power grab by state lawmakers. Senator Gary Stevens of Kodiak, the rules chairman, says,
rather to ensure that the university pays attention to it, the Board of Regents pays attention to it, and is very careful about the potential loss of accreditation.
Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.